sometimes we spend too much time criticizing and not enough time showing the good examples. But if you look at maybe two issues, one last October, discussions on the climate rules, when Visegrad was actually very effective in making sure that our economies will not suffer and we still lower the emissions of the CO2 of the greenhouse gases. And I think the second important test will be now the migration discussion quotas. Us being united will be a very good example of how effective we are. And the third important thing is also to make sure that we show these positive examples. In many discussions, it's the new member states versus the others. But there are some issues, even like Ukraine, for example, when countries like Germany, the Baltic countries, the Scandinavians are on board as well. So I would not put a number. I would say as much as possible. When you look at it, I think the Libyan crisis or Syria, these are really refugees who should get the asylum because they are being killed, they are being prosecuted, and they have every right to come to Europe to seek protection. But especially from sub-Saharan Africa, these are almost fully economic migrants. Also people from Asia. Again, they come for economic purposes. And here, I think Europe and each of the member states must have a full right to decide if they want these people or not.